Assuming that he comes for us, Julia said, glancing at the dimming sky. And now it's getting dark. What's wrong? Harry was standing and peering back the way they'd come.
It seems that our horse-riding friends have caught up with us.
He paused as the leathery sound of flapping wings came down from above. Looking up, Julia saw three winged, lizard-like creatures circling overhead, icy blue eyes staring down. Their wingspans were nothing like her own, but together they could be effective even against a great drake. But only if she actually decided to stick around and get involved.
Harry, this is a waste of time, she said as she laboriously got onto her clawed feet. We should leave and try one of the other saga verses. Perhaps this Nicodemus will find it easier to find us elsewhere.
He grinned.
I detect a certain determination.
I just feel that I've seen enough.
She paused, recalling the exact trigger phrase given to her at the induction stage, then said,
Angel Boxer Campus.
At once, a big red button appeared, and she leaned forward to nudge it with her dragonish snout as the masked horseman came charging up from the mountain path. The scene before her quivered, blurred, dissolved and resolved into the bright extravagance of a huge horseshoe-shaped foyer lined with player portals. Light from glowing orreries lit up the busy crowds that streamed to and fro across a glass floor inlaid with lacy white patterns, or came and went on the helical slides that spiralled down to the level below. The foyer to the Chronicles of the Black Throne sagaverse had over 24 entryway levels to cater for the throngs eager to sample its fantastic domains, and that was just at the Metafreak multiportal. Julia saw numerous ad banners floating around, some claiming that the average daily player numbers were equal to the population of one of the larger South American nations.
Ah, there you are, said Harry, who was back in his gaudy Tiger Duke Exter as provided by the drone Rescuamantes.
Julia's was similar, lioness lady, a marvel of golden velvet, amber satin and black lace highlights.
Where shall we go next?
The nearest sagaverse to this one, she said, leading the way out to the canyon-like concourse.
Halting at the threshold, her eyes alighted on an immense pillar-flanked entrance with an archaic bas-relief frieze above and wide white steps sweeping up towards it. Solid-looking black letters hung in mid-air, spelling out, Welcome to Magnum Imperium.
That one, she said.
Harry obtained a swan-shaped jitney, which they rode across the concourse, weaving through the frantic swarms of players, tourists and other glow folk. Some moments later, they were climbing the white stair to a towering hall that was all obsidian columns, gold statues and immense mirrors. The mirrors turned out to be the means by which their in-saga extras were chosen, after which Harry used the credit account to pay for an all-day access. This time, Julia gave more attention to the milieu, an alternate Roman Empire that had developed steam power, and her options for choosing a character extra. She settled on that of a female military praetor of middle years called Placidia.